The new novel, Our Man in Iraq, is not the view of Iraq we've grown accustomed to. It comes from Robert Perisic, a leading writer in Croatia. Here's Alan Chews with our review.
The man in Iraq of the title, though we never meet him, by all accounts he's a not-so-mentally stable fellow named Boris, a cousin of the narrator, Tony. Tony's a wise guy newsman in Zagreb, the capital of Croatia. In a cynical gesture, he gets his cousin Boris the job of Iraq correspondent for a Zagreb newspaper and newswire where he's employed, except that Tony rewrites his cousin's reports. So Boris's reporting is a bit of a hoax, as is Croatia itself, as Tony portrays it. He calls it the backwoods of Europe, but yet a new society, a society with constantly changing backdrops and new illusions. The Eastern European post-communist version of the American dream, he says. There was no House of Lords, no landed gentry or old bourgeoisie, only the former socialist working people who'd spruced themselves up and now crowded forward in a carnivalesque exertion, grasping for the stars. The novelist accentuates the carnivalesque in daily Zagreb life, which includes Tony's love for his aspiring actress girlfriend Sonia and their rambunctious writer, artist, and theater crowd. Red Bull is the drink of choice for this hip, nervous, faddish bunch of characters. Life, fervor, taking things to the limit, that's their motto, according to Tony. And Robert Perisic does his best to reveal them to us in their jumpiness, their longings, their aspirations and desires, all against the backdrop of the recent war in Iraq, which we hear about in the doctored reports coming from cousin Boris. Nothing so inauthentic in this novel itself. This jivey and, I should say, X-rated story stays with us, Tony and his sexy, jumpy crowd, from what's actually a rather exciting corner of Europe.
Our Man in Iraq, written by Robert Perisic, translated by Will Firth, and reviewed by our man of letters, Alan Chews.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station. This is NPR.